Mitigation.
I'd like to reconvene the July meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Terry Malarkey, case number 07-0043. Hello, Hank.
Good morning, afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Terry Malarkey requests after-the-fact authorization to retain 3 uncovered boat lifts, 2 10-foot by 4-foot finger piers, 1 20-foot by 3-foot finger pier. He's also requesting authorization to install 7 uncovered boat lifts with lift poles and enlarge the remaining 3 finger piers to 20-foot by 3 feet at his existing permitted 10-slip marine community marina along Chesconessics Creek in the Wise Point subdivision of Accomack County.
Kathy?
Just a quad sheet showing the spine of the Eastern Shore, U.S. 13. Town of Nancock is here, and it's just northwest of Nancock on Chesconessics Creek. A little closer view again of Nancock, Nancock Creek, Nix Creek North, and at the mouth. Third one, a little closer, Southside Chesconessics. It's about a mile north. This is the permitted pier location. The pier was permitted by the commission in 1990, and the pier was built to specs in the early 1990s also. Again, it's 10 slips. Location of the pier, you're looking southwest. Chesconessics Creek, Chesapeake Bay is out here, and the built pier. Again, a little closer view. Mr. Malarkey lives, I believe, right here, and this is the pier itself. I may be wrong. Is it? That is your house, isn't it? Yes, okay. Thought it was. Prior to submitting the current joint permit application, Mr. Malarkey contacted us and inquired whether a permit would be required for the installation of uncovered boat lifts at his property or his community pier. We informed him that since the pier was a community pier and not a private pier, a permit would be required from DMRC. At that time, Mr. Malarkey informed staff that 3 of the 10 boat lifts and 3 of the 6 finger piers had already been constructed. We did receive a joint permit application from Mr. Malarkey on January 5th, 2007. This is an after-the-fact application. The application requested authorization to install the 10 uncovered boat lifts and finger piers. The boat lifts and finger piers continue to fall within the existing community pier bold outline. And at that time, the application was then subject to our standard public interest review. What you see here in white is the permitted structure in 1990. What is dashed in was Mr. Malarkey's request for the extensions of the 4 finger piers and the 2 new smaller piers here. And each one of these 10 slips, 5 on each side, for boat lifts, uncovered boat lifts. This is what was constructed before the permit application was submitted. The 2 4-foot by 10s, and this one was enlarged to 3 by 20. And these are the 3 boat lifts that are already in. Ground shot showing the existing community pier. Closer view showing 2 boat lifts, third one over here. Again, 2 boat lifts, the expanded finger pier, and the 4-foot by 10-foot expansion of the T-head there. Looking the other way, the boat lift and the 4-foot by 10-foot expansion. I'll keep this up. Okay. And again, this is just one last shot showing the pier. Also, the subdivision basically starts here and I believe continues over into this general area off here and goes back to the road. And it's a non-lot subdivision. VIMS has indicated that they do not anticipate any significant adverse environmental impacts resulting from the additional boat lifts or finger piers, provided the community pier is operated in an environmentally responsible manner. The health department advises that the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marina and boat moorings, and their division of shellfish sanitation informs us that the project will involve shellfish growing waters. However, it will not require a seasonal closure as the number of slips does not exceed 10. The project isn't protested, and no other state agency has commented on the project. Accomack County did not take jurisdiction over this portion of the permit. They did on the original one, but not on this, where all the finger piers and boat lifts are channelward of mean low water in their jurisdiction. Summary and recommendation: had the applicant not constructed the three boat lifts and three finger piers prior to receiving authorization from DMRC, staff could have approved the project as submitted and issued a permit administratively. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the entire project and after considering all the facts contained in 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with triple fees and a civil charge based on minimal environmental impact and minimal degree of deviation given the after-fact nature of the project. Also, since the community pier and slips were constructed prior to the resumption of our royalty collection in December of 2005, staff does not recommend a royalty be assessed on the existing bold outline. Staff does, however, recommend a royalty of $330 for the additional encroachment of the finger piers for our 220 square feet of state-owned vacuous bottom at a rate of $1.50 per square foot.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Badger? Hank, I don't have my matrix in front of me. What is the what's the civil charge on the minimal?
$600.
$600. Any questions of Mr. Badger from the commission? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant here represented? Would you come forward, please, sir? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, all.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Can you state your name and who you represent, please?
I'm Terry Malachy. I am the applicant.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'd like to apologize to the commission for taking up your time today. If I or my contractor or the county inspectors who were coming by had understood the difference between a community pier and a private pier and how they are treated, I wouldn't be here and you'd be on to bigger and better things. As soon as I learned that there might be permits required, I checked with Hank, made the application, and that's why I'm here. I think I understand community piers now and the VMRC requirements upon them and plan to do better in the future. So can I answer any questions?
When your contractor...
Mr. Holland.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
When you contacted your contractor to do this, did you ask him if you needed a permit?
I did.
And what did he tell you?
You don't need a permit.
You do not need a permit.
I talked to him last week, and he still thought that way. He thinks differently now.
Do you have him in tow today?
He said he would be here, but he is not here today.
Imagine that. Anyway, any other questions? Mr. Fox.
If it were a private pier,
you wouldn't need a permit.
You wouldn't need a permit to expand the finger piers?
Well,
not if it was
Bob. Yes.
Not if it was within the exemption provided in code.
Under square footage.
The square footage for the platform, but there's 5-foot pier and finger piers. It's in the code, but they did get a permit initially for this structure, so it was treated as a community facility.
Certainly, I understand here, but. Private pier, you could have stuck finger piers out and so forth.
What he's done, yes, probably would have qualified for the exemption, but a private pier wouldn't have had the 10 slips.
Right. Got it.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Malachy.
Thank you.
The matter's before the commission for discussion and action. This seems pretty straightforward. Mr. Holland?
I would recommend that due to the fact that he contacted a marine contractor, and there was a misunderstanding apparently on everybody's part between the community pier and the private pier. I would say we do the triple fees and the $330 for the encroachment, but we do not charge a civil charge.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. Now, I will say that very seldom do we have individuals that make these errors that come forward and readily admit and have the candor that you had today, and I think it speaks volumes of your integrity to come and do that. I don't like any after the fact period, because I think it's contrary to, number one, it's contrary to law, and number two, for those that do the right thing, it's a disincentive. Anyway, but the bottom line is you came forward and admitted it. I appreciate that. Motion made and second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir. Please don't do it again. Thank you. Bob, is this the point where you're going to explain page three items? Are we there yet, or?
I was going to use the next two as.
So you want staff to go ahead with the next two then, in normal form?
Yes, especially since you have a letter from Spotsylvania.
Okay. Next item.